Hello, welcome back to Magic Woods. This story is called Dr. Didmore. Well, after fighting the pumpkin, Kitty, Doggy, and Bunny went outside and had lots more adventures. They went outside all the time. But then, one day, Doggy just disappeared. Nobody knew where he went. Kitty looked everywhere for him. She searched the entire field outside yesterday's macaroni and the forest and all inside yesterday's macaroni. She looked in the attic and the basement and behind the toilet and behind the refrigerator and under the couch and everywhere. But she couldn't find Doggy. And at last she had to admit that her best friend had simply vanished. And she cried and cried. And Jennifer scratched her head and said, "I'm sorry, Kitty, but sometimes in this world, animals just disappear." Kitty went, "But where do they go?" Jennifer said, "Nowhere. They just vanish." Well, Kitty was very sad after that. She stopped eating and playing. She just spent all her time in her room listening to sad music in the dark. Not even Bunny could make her happy. But then one day, a new doggy appeared in town. He looked almost exactly like the old one, except his fur was all shiny and clean because he hadn't had any adventures yet. And Jennifer said, "Oh, I bet Kitty will be happy to hear there's a new doggy in town." But Kitty was not happy. When the new doggy went to visit Kitty, he said, "Hello, my name's Doggy, or Doggy Cornelius Munchabunch III for short. Would you like to play and be friends?" And Kitty said, "No, I will never be your friend, you weird imposter. Go away, bad boy." "Sorry." And the new doggy put his tail between his legs and slunk back to his room. Now both animals were very sad. Neither one of them would come outside and play. Jeffrey said, "It's like they have some weird sadness disease. Maybe we should take them to the doctor." Now the only doctor in yesterday's macaroni was a weird human guy who worked in the basement. His name was Dr. Didmore. And Jeffrey and Jennifer didn't know it, but Dr. Didmore didn't believe that animals should talk. He was secretly developing potions to make it so all the animals of yesterday's macaroni would act like regular animals and not be able to talk or think anymore. He just needed to experiment on someone first. And then Jeffrey and Jennifer brought Kitty and the new doggy to his office. And the doctor said, "Oh, what's wrong with these darling little animals?" Jennifer said, "They just sit around their rooms in the dark listening to sad music." He said, "Are they teenagers?" "No, they're still quite young." The doctor said, "Well, leave them alone with me for a few minutes and I'll see what I can do." "Okay." So Jeffrey and Jennifer left. And the doctor said, "Yes, yes, I've been waiting for a pair of guinea pigs to test my special potions on." And he went to a cabinet to get some needles. And the new doggy said to Kitty, "What's he talking about, guinea pigs? We're not guinea pigs." Kitty said, "Don't talk to me. Bad boy." "Sorry." And then the doctor came back and he had two needles to give them shots. One was labeled 1 hour kitten. The other one was labeled 1 hour puppy. And the doctor said, "This will make you talk like the animals you're supposed to be." And he gave Kitty a shot. Ow! And then he gave Doggy a shot of 1 hour puppy. Ouch! And then a weird change came over Kitty and the new doggy. They stopped being able to talk or think. They just acted like regular animals. Kitty went, meow. And Doggy went, woof, woof. And then Kitty went, when she saw Doggy. And the doctor did a little victory dance. He went, "Yes, yes, it worked, it worked. Soon I'll give all the animals of yesterday's macaroni shots that will turn them into the dumb beasts they're supposed to be." Well, a little while later, Jeffrey and Jennifer came to get Kitty and Doggy. And they saw Kitty was just licking her paws. And Doggy was sniffing himself in inappropriate places. And Jeffrey said, "They're still not being very social." Jennifer said, "Well, let's bring them home and see what happens. Maybe it just takes a little time for them to get better." So they brought Kitty and the new doggy home. But once they got home, they got into all kinds of trouble. The new doggy knocked over the garbage in the kitchen and started digging through it. And then he chewed on Jeffrey's slippers. And then he peed on the rug. Jeffrey said, "No, bad dog, what's wrong with you?" Meanwhile, Kitty got into all kinds of trouble. She started clawing the arm of the couch. And then when she saw Bunny, hungry look came into her eyes. At first, Bunny was happy to see Kitty up and about. She said, "Hey, it's good to see you." But Kitty couldn't understand a word she was saying. Bunny just looked like prey to her. And Bunny took a step backwards and said, Kitty, why are your claws out?" And then Kitty pounced and tried to grab Bunny, and Bunny went, "Oh!" And she ran away, and Kitty chased her around the room trying to catch her. And Bunny went, "Help! Jennifer, help! Kitty's trying to eat me!" And Jennifer went, "Oh no!" And she grabbed Kitty and picked her up, and Kitty bit Jennifer's hand. Jennifer went, "Ow! No! Bad kitty!" Bunny said, "What's wrong with her?" Jennifer said, "I don't know. Jeffrey says the new doggie's acting crazy too. I guess we should take them back to the doctor." So they brought Kitty and the new doggie back to Dr. Didmore's office. The doctor tried not to smile. He said, "What's wrong with the little darlings now? Are they still feeling blue?" "No, now they're acting crazy like wild animals." He said, and he rubbed his beard. "Well, leave them alone with me for a little bit, and I'll see if I can cure them for good." "Okay." So Jeffrey and Jennifer left his office, and the doctor said, "Now I can give them the permanent shots." And he went through his cabinet. But then the one-hour potions wore off, and Kitty and Doggy were back to normal. Kitty said, "Meow me, that was so weird." Doggy said, "I know, Ruffy." Kitty said, "Okay, I've got a plan. When he comes back, I'll use some kitty karate moves on him." And the new doggy said, "What's kitty karate, some kind of funky dance?" Kitty said, "No, it's a feline fighting form that few can master." "Ah, it's also my name and my catchphrase." Doggy said, "Handy, but isn't it pronounced karate?" Kitty said, "No, not the way I say it." "Okay. Anyways, Meow Me, when he comes back, I'll use some kitty karate on him, and while he's distracted, you give him a shot." And the new doggy said, "A taste of his own medicine, eh?" And then he laughed weirdly, went, "Lit, lit, 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 lit." Kitty went, "What kind of weird laugh is that? You sound like a donkey choking on a rubber apple." "Oh, thank you. Shh, here he comes. Pretend we're still dumb." "Okay." The doctor came back to the table. He had a everlasting puppy and an everlasting kitten needle. And he said, "These will turn you into the dumb beast you're supposed to be." And Kitty said, "No, they won't. Kitty karate, hi-ya!" And she jumped up through the air and did an unnecessary but cool-looking backflip and kicked the doctor's hand. "Ow!" And he dropped the needles to the floor. He said, "Why, you little..." And he bent over to get them, and Kitty said, "Go, doggy!" And doggy grabbed a needle labeled 1 Minute Chicken and put it right into the doctor's backside. "Ow!" The doctor said, "Why, you little..." And he started scratching at the floor and clucking and bobbing his head like a simple-minded chicken. And Kitty and the new doggy laughed and laughed at him. And then when that shot wore off, doggy gave the doctor a shot of 1 Minute Cow. "Ow!" And then the doctor got on all fours and started acting like a cow. He licked his nose and went, "Moo, moo." And Kitty and the new doggy laughed and laughed at him. And then when that shot wore off, they gave him a shot of 1 Minute Dolphin. And he flopped around on the floor and went, and Kitty and the new doggy laughed and laughed and laughed. When that shot wore off, they gave the doctor a shot of 1 Minute Housefly. Bzz, bzz, bzz. The doctor thought he was a fly, and he started trying to fly around his office. Bzz, bzz. He smashed into medical equipment and knocked it down and broke things. And then he got his bologna and mayonnaise sandwich and threw up on it. Bleh, and tried to eat it. Kitty and the new doggy went, "Ew!" And then they laughed and laughed and laughed. And they were laughing so hard that they didn't notice when the 1 Minute Housefly shot wore off. The doctor went, "Oh, you're going to pay for that." And he grabbed Kitty and squeezed her. And then with his other hand, he reached for the everlasting kitten needle. Kitty went, "No, help." And the new doggy went, "Oh, no." And he grabbed a random needle and he put it right into the doctor's leg. Ow! And the doctor dropped Kitty. And doggy ran over to Kitty and said, "Are you okay?" Kitty said, "Yes, yes, yes. Of course I'm okay, Meow Meow. I always land on my feet." And then they looked at the doctor, and he was thumping his chest. And Kitty said, "What'd you get him with?" And Doggy looked at the empty needle on the floor and said, "Everlasting Gorilla." And the doctor just thumped his chest like a dim-witted ape. And Kitty said, "You mean he's going to think he's a gorilla forever?" Doggy said, "I guess so." Kitty said, good, Meowmy, he deserves it. And the new doggy said, yeah. Hey, we make a great team, don't we? Then he put his tail between his legs and looked down. He said, sorry, I forgot you don't want me to talk to you. Kitty said, it's okay, you can talk to me. Sorry I was kind of not nice to you, Meowmy. I just miss the old doggy, the real doggy, so much. And the new doggy said, I understand. I'll go away and never bother you again. And he started to walk away. But then Kitty said, you want to be friends? And the new doggy wagged his tail. He said, okay. And then they shook hands. Or paws, I mean. And then they started laughing and talking about all the things they had made Dr. Didmore do. Kitty went, ha, ha, ha. And doggy went, lick, 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 lick. Because that's how he laughed. And when Jeffrey and Jennifer came back to get them, they said, oh, look, the doctor cured them. Kitty and the new doggy are laughing like old friends. He made them happy again. Thank you, Dr. Didmore. Yeah, sure. Enjoy that banana. Well, after that day, Dr. Didmore thought he was a mountain gorilla for the rest of his life. Most of his patients stopped coming to see him. Because of some weird side effect of the shots, Kitty and the new doggy said Meowmy and Ruffy for the rest of their days. But this wasn't too bad, although it got annoying at times. And after that day, Kitty and the new doggy became great friends. And after a while, people stopped calling him the new doggy and just called him Doggy. And in time, a lot of people just completely forgot about the first doggy. But Kitty never forgot. In her heart, there was a special place that always remembered. That's the end of the story of Dr. Didmore. The next story is called The Vitamin E Door. Good night.